I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Tom Casperson for a legislative update. We started our conversation off with his thoughts after he visited areas of Gogebic County that were damaged in last week's storms. Here's more with Tom Casperson.
It was something that you only think you see on TV, Walt. It's that bad. There's whole communities, little, you know, where people live back kind of out next to the lake, so they're out there a little ways, but they're cut right off from civilization. The road is gone. You got caverns of 20, 30 feet deep, 20, 30, 40 feet wide, just gone, and it's out into Lake Superior. Never seen anything like it in my life, and when we first got to the lake, it was the most eerie look I had ever seen. The lake, the color of the water has changed. There's so much sediment and silt out in that water. And as far as the eye could see, I was told by some of the people you can see about 7 miles out before you hit the curvature of the earth. And it looks like it's 7 miles out and as wide as can be.
It's really something when we talk about this, because it sounds like there was just an amazing amount of runoff, amazing amount of water flooding, and then also debris that's out in the lake as well. I know the DNR has mentioned it, and the Forest Service and everything, with some of the Porcupine Mountains parks and everything like that. There's stuff in the water too, isn't there?
There is. There's a debris field that's floated over towards Ontonagon from the Ironwood area and beyond. And in fact, I did talk to a citizen when we went out there. The state police took us out. So a citizen came and talked with us, described his dock that's gone. It's just flat out gone. But he thinks he found it. And I said, really, where is it? And he said, well, I talked to the sheriff over in Ontonagon County, and I described it to him. And he said, we think we have it. But he said he recommended them not coming over there to try to get it. It's in a massive debris field that they're dealing with over there right now.
It really is a mess. Now, what happens now that the state has declared some of these emergencies? I know that the governor is touring the area this morning and bringing in some word on state assistance. But what can the state do now that that has been put into effect?
Well, they're doing when the governor declared a state emergency. I was on my way over there Saturday, and we were running into the National Guard, was already on its way. So now the National Guard is there with all kinds of equipment to help and assist, and the County Road Commission is really coordinating on, they're trying to get access to people in and out right now. I've been told that they're using helicopters to move people that need dialysis or medications, anything to do with, you know, emergencies like that. They're moving them in and out that way, the ones that they can't get to yet as far as the road's concerned. But now the Army Corps can help assist. The way they described it to me, they were going to break them up into three teams so that they weren't stumbling over each other and trying to come in from different angles trying to get to them, because there are several accesses in and out, but they're all, every one of them has something wrong with them where something's been just completely obliterated and washed right out.
We're talking with State Senator Tom Casperson. Shifting gears a little bit, Tom, I know that the legislation that you sponsored that got signed into law recently by the governor that has to do with the drug testing pilot program is now moving ahead in the state. They're working on putting the five counties, I believe it is, together to say where we're going to try to do this pilot program. How much are you working with law enforcement now that the legislation has passed? Is your office still involved in the process with state police and others to get this whole process working and getting it going smoothly?
Yeah, just mainly informational. We're not trying to influence them in any way, you know, like do the study here, do the study there. We're kind of relying on them using their expertise to do that. I know they've got some folks that are experts in the test itself that are working with law enforcement officers, getting them up to speed. So it's more of an informational thing that they're just informing us how things are moving forward and ultimately where this is all going to take place.
Of course, now your summer is dictated by your run for Congress, and I was going to ask you a bit about that in terms of balancing the state senator workload that you still have, but also making a run for the 1st Congressional District. How's that all going? Tell me a little bit about that.
It's busy. It's turned into a 7-day-a-week deal, but we knew that going in, and so, you know, there's no complaining. It's just that it is busy. And when, like, the Ironwood issue hit, that kind of puts a halt to everything, and you need to be there. Mm-hmm. I was glad I went up there. People were very grateful to see people coming, that people actually care, and they heard the governor was coming in, as you mentioned today. people were very encouraged by that. So it's a mixed bag, but, you know, you have to set priorities, and those kind of things are.
That's the comments of State Senator Tom Casperson. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.